time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen table and get a little nutritional value in so that we're not so hangry at each other. Right, John Bauer?
Yeah.
Are we in Florida this morning? Is that the truth?
We're in Orlando, I think.
Karen
Oquin.
Oquin joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Did you have your breakfast yet?
We're making it.
Right now. Boy. Let's lay it on us.
We are making muffins right now. I think with like cranberries and orange and stuff. And then I think we're going to have cheese grits too.
What?
Cheese grits?
Cheese curds mm-hmm. or cheese?
No, grits.
Grits.
Now, I want to go back here a little bit, Karen. You mm-hmm. you said, I think we're making this. So are you really making this? Because you don't mm-hmm. know what's going in them. Are you getting...
Well, my mom's helping.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spell mom and dad.
And cheesy grits?
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare grits, period? Is it just like making oatmeal or something?
Yeah, pretty much like that. You just boil water, then you pour the grits in, and you stir it up until it's ready, and then you add like cheese, salt, and pepper, eggs, whatever you want.
Is that a regular breakfast, or is it because you're in Florida?
I think it's a regular breakfast.
Huh.
Okay.
You've thrown us. No one in all our voluminous years here has says cheesy cheese grits for breakfast. So this is good.
And you're guessing it's a regular breakfast. So if you're guessing, to me, is this just because you're down there? Are you from there? Or you need to help us out here. We need to get a perspective.
Yeah, I think it's a little more of a southern thing. I first had them in Georgia. That's where I had them first.
And do you like grits? Obviously, if you're making them, you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they look like when you pour them in? Like little beads, or is it powdery, or what are? I don't know.
Powdery.
I mean, it looks kind of like hot cereal, but with a more savory kind of flavor.
So, set the scene for us a little bit. Is this a family vacation?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I live down here.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and then my mom is visiting with her husband, so okay. We're just making breakfast for Friday morning.
Nice.
This sounds extremely mm-hmm. quiet, or is it out of respect for you being on the radio?
I think mostly that. We turn the TV off and everything.
Are you in a hotel or in your place?
No, at my place.
Describe your place to us in Orlando, Florida.
It's an apartment.
What floor?
Sunny. Second
floor.
Mm-hmm. Sunny, nice.
And how long have you been in Orlando?
2 years.
And what are you doing down there?
Just working. I'm a nurse.
Oh.
My husband works down here too, yeah.
And where is home for you originally?
Originally, Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
And why are you now in Florida? I can understand because we got 9 inches of snow and 7-9 inches coming to Minneapolis, but why did you go to Florida? Because of that?
Yeah, I've seen the pictures this week. Kind of that. I went to school in Georgia, and then I ended up getting a job in Florida. So just like to keep moving south. And we like the weather down here.
Yeah, for sure. What is the weather like this morning?
Looks like sunny. I think it's supposed to be about 80 today.
Why don't you ask us what it is like today here?
What is it like there?
28 right now. Maybe might reach the mid-30s today. 20 mile an hour per winds.
That's not bad.
Okay. So what do you do for fun in Florida? So we're wishing we were in Florida, but it's an everyday occurrence for you. So what do you do for mm-hmm. recreation? You bike ride? You swim?
Yeah, I mean, we have a pool here, so that's fun. Both the beaches, like the West Coast and the East Coast, are like an hour from us, so we like to do that sometimes. Of course, like Disney World is fun. There's a lot of shopping. I don't know. I guess just enjoy it outside.
So how are your mom and Brett for house guests? Do you have to plan things for them? Are they kind of self-sufficient?
No, we've planned a few things. They're here until Monday. So we saw a movie last night. I think we're going to go out to a concert tonight and maybe do some shopping tomorrow.
What movie and what concert?
We saw I Can Only Imagine, which was really good.
What? How did you know what we're talking about here? What is that about?
It's a true story of the lead singer from Mercy Me, the band.
Okay.
It's kind of like his life story and how their band, you know, got to be famous.
And then the concert? And the concert?
Really good. The concert, I think, is like a Grateful Dead cover band.
Fun.
Now, is Brett listening right now? You don't have any devices, radios on, or is he listening? He's just hearing.
He's just not
hearing you talk. Does he ever?
Yeah.
Does he ever stop talking when he's there?
I mean, occasionally.
That's a terrible question.
No, it's not mean. He's a chatterbox. He's got more. Yeah. He's got more energy than anybody.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if that was how that was working out. He likes to chat.
I think that's pretty much his norm.
Yeah, he's a happy guy.
Lots of interesting stories.
So how long have you been a nurse?
3 years this year.
And do you like it? Do you love it?
I do like it. I mean, it's hard work a lot of days, but it is good. It's rewarding.
Yeah.
Do you work in a particular department or?
I work in intensive care.
Wow.
Oh.
That is tough work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is intense.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I'm actually watching my cat play with her little toy right now.
I suppose it's kind of hard to have a dog if you're both working and living in an apartment. Probably a lot of apartments don't let you have a dog, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we could. My husband would like one, I think, eventually, but right now the cat keeps us busy enough.
Okay.
So do you ever get back to Minnesota?
We do. We were there this summer. We try to come back mostly in the summer.
Imagine that.
You're very smart.
But I did come back for a wedding in February, so that was chilly.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. John, take it away.
Homestead. Oh, okay. Homestead Mills. Karen is our sponsor, and you either get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house or your apartment in a cream-colored linen bag.
That sounds great.
Oh, wait a minute now. We're not giving you both. You got to make a decision which one you want. Yeah.
What was a wild rice pancake?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had those before.
So you're going to have them?
Yeah, let's try those.
Okay. Well, Karen, thanks for being on What's for Breakfast. Have a great...
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You too.